When I first started using this term alternative right some 7 years ago, I wanted to get beyond left and right and assert European identity, identitarianism, as the foundation of my ideology. I didn't want to just be an alternative. Our movement is, on the one hand, about yesterday, about our ancestors and the bedrock of who we are. And on the other hand, our movement is about tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. For the current year belongs to the whores and the politicians. But tomorrow belongs to us. Thank you very much.
For Spencer, the preservation of the white race is the preservation of the foundation of what and who one is. If we fall back from the vision of a common humanity into seeing these sorts of conversations with those very different from ourselves as threats, not just to ideals, but threats to our very selves. So if we fall into that, then we have foreclosed the possibility of intellectual and emotional empathy as a human activity. We foreclosed the possibility of actually pursuing the good as something that can be a good for all human beings. We've fallen away from the Western tradition, and that's where Spencer and certain forms of liberal or left or progressive identitarianism actually have common premises, and that's where the alt-right really ends up.